It appears that, at least for now, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac crisis has been contained. So we asked NPR's Adam Davidson to look at what could have been. That's if the U.S. government had not stepped in and rescued the mortgage giants.
I don't think most people realize just how huge Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are. Their combined debt is $5 trillion. That's a lot. That's almost certainly the most debt any private company has ever had in history. Actually, forget private companies. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's debt is larger than any country in history, other than, of course, one country, the United States. If Japan's economy collapsed completely, if the whole United Kingdom went bankrupt, that would likely have less of an impact on the global economy than Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac going under.
The bankruptcy of Fannie and Freddie would have made Armageddon, would have made...
What do you mean Armageddon?
A meltdown of the financial system.
The global financial.
Yeah, of the global financial system.
That's Domenico Siniscalco, former finance minister of Italy. Would it have been that bad? I turned to the man standing next to Siniscalco and asked him what would happen if Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac defaulted on their debt.
Oh, well, it would be credit markets would seize.
This, by the way, is Tim Adams, former Treasury Undersecretary. He is not someone who goes for the dramatic overstatement. He said that so many banks around the world own Fannie and Freddie bonds. If those bonds were suddenly worth much less, the banks would stop giving out loans of any kind. I'm not just talking about mortgages, all kinds of borrowing.
And if you can't borrow, you can't run your business, you can't go to school, you can't run a university, you can't expand, and therefore the economy stops.
The economy stops.
We are built on credit, and that's what runs the economy. Without access to credit, the economy seizes. I mean, it just stops.
I asked Adams if he's saying things would get as bad as the Great Depression, or worse.
It would certainly be the event of our lifetime, and probably be felt for a very long period of time.
Decades.
At least, yes.
So by coincidence, there's a conference this week at UVA's Miller Center of Public Affairs. It's a conference of former finance ministers from India, Australia, Korea, Iraq, Canada, Kuwait, and others. I grabbed as many of those ministers as I could in the hallway between sessions, and this is what I learned. They all agree that Henry Paulson had no choice. He had to step in on Sunday. But they all agreed on something else, that the U.S. reputation has taken a rough hit. Australia's former finance minister, Peter Costello.
For such a long period of time, the U.S. was a force for stability in global markets. Here is an example of the U.S. actually exporting instability.
Costello says international investors will be more wary about investing in the U.S. That means, well, it means less money coming to America, fewer new factories, lower paying jobs. No one knows how much or how long, but there will be an impact. There's something else these guys, and they were all guys, hinted at, that the U.S. has lost a bit of its persuasive power. Some are actually pretty happy about that.
It's good. It's a good week for India.
It's a good week for India, says Yashwant Sinha. He had a big smile when he said it. He said for years, the U.S. and others came to India for consultations and told him the country's financial system is too backwards, it's primitive, it's closed off from global finance.
Every consultation told us we were not managing our affairs properly. And now everyone is looking at India as an example of cautious management of the economy and cautious opening up.
Sinha's pride in India's economic policy, that has got to drive the U.S. Treasury Department crazy. India's closed-off approach is the opposite of what the U.S. government, Democrats and Republicans, have been pushing for. And now he's all cocky about it? Look, everyone at this conference says the U.S. is, of course, without question, the dominant economy in the world. It's a place lots of people all over the world will invest in. But the U.S. doesn't look quite as dominant, quite as imposing as it did just a few months ago. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Charlottesville, Virginia.
And you can find extended interviews with these finance ministers, plus a primer on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, at NPR's new Planet Money blog, npr.org/money.